Multilingual EdTech platform Ather247 on Tuesday said it has raised $20 million, around 150 crore, as part of its Series B funding round led by private equity firm Westbridge Capital. Existing investors, including InfoEdge, Ashu Impact and JM Financials participated in this investment round, Ather247 said and NBSP, in a statement. Ather247, which is operated by Metis Edge Ventures Private Limited, will use the fresh capital to strengthen its technology and product as well as for senior-level hiring. The startup is also looking to make acquisitions. In 2019, Ather247 acquired YouTube channel SuccessEase for an undisclosed sum. https://www.vcircle.com/test-prep-platform Ather247 acquires SuccessEase to bulk up offerings slash. Ather247 was founded by Anil Nagar and Saurabh Bansal in 2010. Its offerings include live video classes, on-demand video courses, mock tests, and books focused on government examinations. The startup focuses on students outside the metros and offers courses in vernacular languages like Tamil, Telugu, Malayalam, Bengali, and Odia. It claims to have 15 million monthly active users. The company also recently entered the K-12 segment targeting state board students in smaller towns and cities. Sandeep Singhal, managing director and co-founder, Westbridge Capital, said that Ather247 and Squo's founders have built a differentiated platform for government job seekers that has the potential to create large-scale impact with a sustainable business. The edtech market in India has witnessed frenetic funding and mergers and acquisitions, M&A, activity since the onset of the coronavirus pandemic last year. And NBSP. So far in 2021, three edtech companies, Eruditus, Upgrad and Vedantu, have turned unicorns, or private companies with a valuation of at least $1 billion. This has taken the total number of edtech unicorns in India to 5. India and Squo's edtech sector is expected to grow at a CAGR, compound annual growth rate, of over 15% from $2.8 billion in 2020 to $30 billion in 2030, citing a Blink Investment Management report, which also terms India as the world and Squo's most active edtech market.